Prosecutors and defense attorneys in the trial of accused Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger will hold their final pretrial conference today before jury selection begins tomorrow in federal court in Boston. Bulger, reputed mob boss, former FBI informant, faces charges in connection with 19 murders, extortion, and money laundering. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has been following the Bulger case for years. David, explain how these charges will make this an extraordinary trial and how these charges have really been in the waiting for years.
Start with the fact, Bob, that those charges are on the shelf because Bulger famously fled town at the end of 1994 when he got tipped off by his former FBI handler that he was about to be arrested. That was 18 years ago. But what really makes this extraordinary is for all those years, Bulger was on the government books as a secret top echelon informant. And there is overwhelming evidence that he was protected from prosecution by the FBI, FBI agents, and he was even aided and abetted in some of his crimes by those same agents.
11 of those 19 murders were committed while Bulger was on the government's books as an informant on the war on crime, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the allegation. The records show Bulger being recruited in the fall of 1975 in order to help the government fulfill the goal at the time, which was to bring down the mafia. And yet, within short order, it's charged. Back in 1975, he kills two people in his own gang, and then he uses his informant status with the FBI right away to point investigators in another direction who are investigating those two murders. And there is worse, the government alleges. Bulger was tipped off to people who were informing on him, and he then killed them.
Big picture, David. Give us a sense of the scope of this trial.
Extraordinary again in just sheer numbers. It's anticipated the trial is going to run for as long as 4 months. The government's listed about 83 potential witnesses. The defense has listed 78 and another half dozen or so expert witnesses. The time frame covers years of history. The murders span a period from 73 to 1985, and then the government's also going to prove extortion here, money laundering, weapons violations. It's going to be a phenomenally challenging trial.
So what are we likely to see in the next few months in this trial?
Well, in many ways, this really is going to be a replay of two previous trials, the trials of John Connolly. He's Bulger's FBI handler. He had a trial in 2002 and another in 2008 in Miami. So many of the same witnesses who were called to those trials are going to be called to this trial. The main event, perhaps, of this trial is going to be old partner Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy getting on the stand. He's going to accuse Bulger of killing two women. Bulger is expected to accuse him of killing them. And then we have John Morris. And the last time John Morris spoke to Whitey Bulger was while Bulger was a fugitive. He made a phone call, a surprise phone call to Morris. And after that phone call, Morris went into cardiac arrest. He retired soon after. So we are going to see some very, very dramatic encounters here.
You think Whitey Bulger will take the stand?
Well, this is what's undoubtedly going to be the highlight of this trial and sort of the death-defying circus act, because Bulger has promised through his attorney that he is going to take the stand. What is he going to say? Is he going to use the occasion to defend himself from the charges? Is he going to aim somehow desperately for an acquittal, which seems a very far-fetched idea here? Or is he going to use the time to settle scores?
All right. What are the big trial issues at play here?
The two issues that were most important to the defense have really been cut off by the presiding judge. Bulger wanted to make the argument that any and all crimes he committed, including murder, he had received immunity from by the Department of Justice. Now, as outlandish as that might seem, the idea that someone might have a license to kill from the Department of Justice, had that gone forward, it would have been profoundly embarrassing in some ways to the Department of Justice for some of the things it would have revealed. In any case, it's been cut off to him. The second claim Bulger has made is that he was never an informant. His claim is that he paid for information, that he never gave anybody up. That, too, has been largely cut off as a defense for him, according to his attorneys. They will still try to push those points, but they're much more restricted in what they can do now.
Finally, David, let me ask you about the families of the alleged victims. Many of them are expected to be in the courtroom, and many others are expected to take the stand for the prosecution. What's their role?
In the end, it really does come down to the families, Bob, because their loss, their pain, and how they have been treated is really the biggest indictment of all of the government and how it handled Whitey Bulger, whether he was an informant or he wasn't an informant. And their families were deprived of having a father, a husband, children. A lot of these families had no idea for years and years where their loved ones were. The remains of one victim are still uncovered. This is Paul McGonigal, formerly of South Boston. His father, also named Paul McGonigal, was murdered allegedly by Bulger in 1974. He was buried. His remains weren't found until 26 years later. This is what McGonigal has to say.
Everywhere I went, I was always thinking that maybe I'll run into those two. Maybe I'll see Catherine, Greg, and Bulger walking on some beach, walking in some dog park. I was at an Irish festival in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and I saw this guy walking down the boardwalk, and he walked past me, and I caught up to him, and I walked right in front of him and made him look me in the eye to be sure that it wasn't him.
Paul McGonigal, son of one of Bulger's alleged victims. David, we're going to hear a lot more of voices like this, aren't we?
That's right. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to many more families of victims, and you will just understand, I think, listening to these people, the depths of the pain that was caused by this relationship with the FBI.
WBUR's David Boeri has been covering Whitey Bulger, has been covering the run-up to this trial, and will cover the trial itself in the months ahead. David, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Bob.